Things we see at the in the middle of the parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe to Avram Avinu during Bris Bein Basarim, and he tells him that the people that are going to come out from him, they're going to end up being sent to Galus, and at the and in Galus it's Vavadum v'inuosam arba me'el shana. They're going to serve them, they're going to oppress them for 400 years. And then v'gamas agoya shayavodu dan anochi v'acharechei nietu b'chush gadol. And then that nation that oppresses them, that they serve, I'm going to punish them. So the obvious question is, that the Rishonim ask is, why are they going to be punished if they're just doing the tzivui of Hashem? There's a gzera that there's going to be a goyish nation that's going to put the Jews into servitude and they're going to oppress them. So at the end, why is it that Hashem punishes them? And the Ramban, on this week's Parsha, he says two reasons, and really they both go together. One is he says that the Mitzrim weren't doing it because Hashem said so. They weren't doing it because they knew there was a gzera that the Jews had to be oppressed and slaves under another nation. They did it because they hated the Jews and they wanted to hurt the Jews. They weren't doing it to follow God's will. And therefore they deserve to be punished. And two, says the Ramban, they went way above and beyond what a Kadosh Baruch Hu had decreed should happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that all they needed to do was be slaves and be oppressed a certain amount. And the fact that they said throw the babies into the Nile, and the fact that they embittered their lives and tortured them way beyond what they were expected to. So that's also why the Egyptians were punished. And Mefarshim explain that really one reflects on the other. Once the Egyptians went beyond what they needed to do to the Jewish people, that shows that even when they did what Hashem wanted them to do to the Jewish people, they were doing it for the wrong reasons. Once they crossed that boundary of how much the Jews had to suffer and they tortured them even more, that showed that this was really coming from hatred, from anger, from wanting to destroy the Jewish people, and therefore they deserved to be punished not only on going beyond what they were supposed to do, but they could have been, they were punished also for the very basic what they did to the Jewish people, what needed to be done to the Jewish people. They were punished for that too, because it came for the wrong reasons. This idea, though, could be applied to the mitzvos that we do also. Sometimes a person could do something, they could have a job, say they're working in a makolet and they're selling things, they're running a business in the dorm and they're selling things, they're a bus driver, they're a cab driver, they're a garbage collector. And really what they're doing all day long is an act of chesed. You're providing food and needs to the people around you that are hungry or need the things that they sell in the store. We need our garbage collected. When you order the plumber to come, he's fixing it so that you are running water in your house and that your toilet shouldn't be overflowing and smelling it up. He's making your house livable. So really, all these activities and any job you do is probably going to be involved serving the people that come to you for your profession. And yet, if you don't have in mind that you're doing it for a mitzvah, and all you have in mind is, this is my parnasa, I have to make money, my goal is to make as much money as I could, that it won't be considered a mitzvah. There's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim Siman Samech, it says that there's a machlokes whether mitzvahs trichos kavana or don't, and we paskin mitzvahs trichos kavana, and the Mishnah Berurah explains what kavana is it that you need to have to be yotzei the mitzvah. You have to have in mind that I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah. You're doing this because it's a mitzvah. You're not just stam doing it, you're doing it because it's a mitzvah. So if the garbage collector in the morning is not just trying to make money, but he has in mind, I want to make this neighborhood more livable, less smelly, I want it to be clean for them and nice for them, and he has in mind to do a mitzvah, this is something Hashem would want, then he's making his entire profession also a mitzvah. And he's raking in the mitzvah with every garbage bag that he throws into the garbage. If somebody's running a business in the dorm, and he has in mind not only to make money and fill up his bank account, but I want to make the bachrim full at night. I want to make them happy and that they should go to sleep more comfortably, you know, at night. Then they're getting a mitzvah every time they give the food, if that's the kavanah they have in mind also. But how do we know about ourselves? We don't need to be judging other people. How do we know about ourselves if we're really doing it just for parnasa purposes, or we're doing it also because it's a mitzvah, because we know that we're doing a chesed. So that's if somebody goes a little bit beyond. If you do more than what your panasa would expect from you, let's say the garbage collector, he's throwing in the bags of garbage, but there's like a hole in one of the garbages that's not his fault, and some cups or something falls onto the floor. So as far as his job is concerned, probably it's not his responsibility, they could just drive away. But if he has in mind, I want to make the neighborhood clean, and he goes and he picks up those cups and throws them into the truck too, that shows that he's doing it also because it's a mitzvah and it's an act of chesed. Somebody in the makola, really, they're not open yet, but he sees this woman, she needs to run home and bring milk to the kids, and it's not hard for him. He's already getting to the store ready anyway. So even though, okay, it's not according to the rules of the store, it's not open yet, but it's not hard for me to just take money and give her milk now, even if, let's say, he doesn't make any money off the milk. It's one of those things he doesn't make money off of, he just has to sell it, but he does it anyway. Then that shows that he has in mind all day long when he's selling that he's also doing an act of chesed. You could tell the difference between different bus drivers. Sometimes how they treat you when you come on the bus. There's one special bus driver in our neighborhood that drives a 21 bus. There's no one like her. Barely any bus drivers like her. She waits to drive away from the from the train. She's supposed to drive her bus away and start coming down to Shraga already, let's say, at a certain time. But she knows that the last train is coming in 2 more minutes. She'll wait, even though it means she's going to get home later and she's not necessarily following the rules. She'll wait another 2 minutes to make sure all the bachrim from that are going to get off the train get to come onto her bus so she can drive them back to yeshiva and not be stuck by Yad Sara. That's going beyond just, you're not doing it just because it's your job and it's parnasa. You could have been yotze and just gotten home earlier. You're doing it because you're trying to help people out with all the acts that you do. How can we apply this to us in yeshiva if we're not running a business, whatever it is, back in the dorm for the 5 of us, you know, that aren't running any businesses? So in the parsha, we see an interesting pasuk in the beginning. It says, "Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem, vayelech ito Lot, va'Avram bein chamesh shana v'shivim shana b'tzeis micharan." Avram went out as Hashem said, and Lot went ito with him, and Avram was 75 years when he left Haran. What's the connection? Why do they now, in the same pasuk, when it says that Lot went with him, does it have to also point out that Avram was 75 years old? And what's this word ito? Why doesn't it say Vayelech imo Lot? Lot went with him. Why does it say ito? So I saw a couple of different mafarshim. Rav Zalman Sarutzkin says this, and in the Sefer Divrei Shir also says this pshat, that like this, there's a gra in Parshas Balak. I won't read the pesukim now because we're in a little bit of a rush. But the Gra in Parshas Balak is a chiluk. Whenever it says in the Torah the word ito, and when the Torah says imo, what's the difference between ito and imo? Imo means that you're on the same path with the same intention and goal in mind. That's imo with an ayin. Ito with an aleph is you're on the same path, but you don't have the same goal in mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu let Bilam go with the Zekanim of Midian and Moab to go with them, but not with the same intention in mind, to go Itam. But Bilam instead went Imam. He went with them with the same intention to curse the Jewish people. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at him. Using that same definition of Ito and Imam, of Zalman Sarutzkin says, it says over here, V'yelech Ito Lot. Lot went with him with an Aleph and a Tuf, not Imo. Meaning he went only on the same path, but not with the same intentions as Avram Avinu. Avram was going, kasher diber elav Hashem, to do what Hashem told him to do. I'm doing a mitzvah right now. But Lot went, why? Because Avram is 75 years old, and he doesn't have any kids, and nobody to be yorish him. I'm his nephew. If I travel with him, and he's very wealthy, he's 75, and he has no kids, I'm going to be the one that's yorish him. That was his intent. He went with him on the path, but with a different intention in mind. If you're just looking at it happening in front of you, it looks like they're doing the same thing. They're serving Hashem in the same way. They're going to the same places. But then, when they end up having to separate down the line, because their shepherds aren't getting along. And we see where Lot chooses to go, to live with the people of Sodom, the Rishaim, and just because he was going after the money and the wealth, or whatever, the Gilei Arayos that was going on there, that he went there for the wrong reasons, all of a sudden that shows us, and that was reflective of what was happening all along. He was never emo with Avram with the same intention, he was only Ito. A person could be in yeshiva and have the same schedule, and everybody looks like they're doing the same thing. Shacharis, morning Seder, afternoon Seder, 6:10, night Seder, and then all of a sudden, when we leave yeshiva, or if somebody goes back on a vacation, or you leave yeshiva for a Shabbos, or whatever it is, what happens when a person leaves, then reflects, wait a second, who is actually doing it just because that's the schedule today? And were we doing it because this is a mitzvah and we're serving Hashem with what they're doing? It's when we leave the Beis Midrash and when we leave the yeshiva schedule, what a person does then during his time reflects on what was his intention the entire way through. I just have one beautiful Or HaChaim. Before the Or HaChaim, one more thing. There's a Midrash Rabbah that says that in Avram Avinu's first Nisayon, it uses the words Lech Lecha in our Parsha, and in his last Nisayon by the Akedah, it also uses the word Lech Lecha. Why? What is it hinting at? So says the Midrash, we're not sure when we just look at the words, which one was more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which Nisayon or test of Avram Avinu was more beloved to Hashem? His first test of Lech Lecha or the last test of the Akedah where it also says Lech Lecha? Why would you even think to compare the two? Isn't the Akedah for sure much harder than just leaving your family and leaving your parents and taking your kids and your wife and going somewhere? Hashem says, Lech Lecha, it's l'tovatcha, l'na'atcha, you're going for your own good, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to make you into a great nation, I'm going to give you children, so only good is going to happen to you. So why would that test come even close to as hard and beloved as a test of Akedas Yitzchak? So in the Sefer Divrei Shir, he says the following pshat. He says, when Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha, to do the Akedah, it's obvious when he goes and does it, he's only doing it because it's a mitzvah. He's only doing it because Hashem says so. There's no ulterior motive of any other reason why he would possibly be going to kill his son and sacrifice him to Hashem, other than because Hashem said so. But in this week's parsha, in the first test of Lech Lecha, Hashem says, I'm going to bless you, you're going to become a great nation, you become wealthy, you're going to have tons of wealth, and everything's going to be good for you if you listen to what I'm telling you. So then, he could be doing it now for the wrong intentions. And then when the pasuk says, Vayelech Avram kashadiber elav Hashem, he didn't go because Hashem said, it's l'tovatcha l'natcha, all the blessings that Hashem promised him. He went kashadiber elav Hashem because Hashem said so. And that was his full intention. That test, that you could be going for other benefits that you get along the way, but instead you're doing it just because Hashem said so and it's a mitzvah, that made this test so beloved in Hashem's eyes that it's not clear which one is more beloved, the test of the Akedah or the test in the beginning of the Zeus Parsha to leave Haran. And I'll end off with one short but beautiful Or HaChaim in the Parsha that the Spinker Rebbe, he says that everybody should think about this Or HaChaim every day of their life. So it definitely shows how important it is. It says that Hashem appeared to Avram, Vayera Hashem al Avram, Vayomer lezaracha etain et haaretz hazos. Hashem just told Avram two huge pieces of information, two great blessings. Even though you're so old, I'm going to be giving you children. And I'm going to give you the entire land of Eretz Yisrael, the holiest land on earth. That's the most amazing two pieces of news. And the pasuk ends off, Vayiven sham mizbeach laHashem hanira elav. Avram then built the mizbeach of thanks to Hashem. But what did he feel so overwhelmingly thankful about that made him build the mizbeach? Says the Or HaChaim, laHashem hanira elav, because Hashem appeared to him. How excited and happy he was to be close to Hashem and have Hashem appear to him made the news that he's going to have a son and the news that he's in the land of Eretz Yisrael pale and be put to the side in comparison to how happy he was that I was just davuk for a few moments to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he appeared to me. when somebody's intention and what they do is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then everything else starts to mean less to them, starts to taste less to them, starts to be less important to them. And the greatest schar is not just when Hashem does things that make us happy, but it's realizing and knowing who it's coming from, seeing that He loves us and feeling close to Him. Shkayach. Thank you.